Hey, back here at the Devil Radio Studios. Jason Hafman, your host of Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 927.com, also 1580 AM. This is Colin's theme music, by the way. We always bring him in with this each week. We do want to give Colin a chance here to chime in on that. Colin, it's so interesting. Derek brought up the idea and the mindset of local communities saying we got to bring in the big corporations to bring the jobs. But you've talked many times about the number of jobs. When you pool all the small businesses together, what kind of numbers do we have for job creator?
Yeah, we're actually the largest employer in the country. So small businesses make a major impact in the economy, both locally and nationwide. So it does make a difference as far as the local economy is concerned.
It's incredible when you look at it that way, too. And that's one of the things I love about Dame by Local. I love about Amoeba. It's a collaborative effort, and everybody looks at kind of how can we support each other and pool together. And so when you put those resources together, you can accomplish a lot. Now, before we move on to some of those other topics in the collaboration in the next segment, we have to talk about what's happened in the last year plus. It's been challenging. Derek touched on it a bit in the first segment about the pandemic. Derek, let's give us a broader scope look here at some things that the pandemic has really shown us here over the last year and a half for local businesses.
Yeah, I would say one of the things that we learned early on in the rollout of the payment protection program known as PPP, and before I kind of get into that and what we've learned, it really kind of aligns with our vision and our work of encouraging citizens to not only shop local, but to also bank locally. Mm. And that's very important because what the pandemic really taught us was as the rollout of PPP was happening, we were learning that in geographic areas where big banks were prevalent in these geographic regions, small and local businesses got less help and they got less funding because of the inherent relationships or the lack thereof. What we did learn is that in geographic regions where community and local banks were more prevalent, local and small businesses actually did better in getting help out of the PPP rollout. And they were more successful in that. That was huge. That really just taught us, again, going back to the fact that the pandemic really highlighted for the whole country the real importance that local businesses have on our national economy. And the rollout of the PPP was really just kind of confirmed that. And through that, we were involved in many campaigns. One was called Save Our Economy Now, where we worked with the American Sustainable Business Council, which is a strong partner of Amoeba. And what we were really learning was that the rollout of the PPP really would have been better positioned if local banks would have been more prepared to be able to field all of the applications. So for instance, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, for example, one of the local banks who our members up there had really close relationships with were just underwater. I mean, one of the community banks in Massachusetts had taken in more applications in the matter of 2 days than they had did over a 15-year period. And I mean loan applications. And so I think for me and kind of what I've been trying to really kind of create awareness around is that at some point the dollars shifted towards big banks, our spending dollars really shifted towards big companies. And we've all seen the impact of that. And so in order for us to weather another pandemic in the future, we all have to get serious about really protecting our local economies and all of the functions of that, which includes local banking as well, investing your dollars in local banks.
That's a great point, Derek. I think, Colin, you can speak to that here locally too. You saw those similar type things with the local banks, people that went to local banks. And I know that was something you were encouraging applicants to do was check with your local bank if you think this is too complicated or it hasn't gone well for you at this point.
Yeah, exactly. That was a huge issue here. And you know, we have a combination of community banks and some of the larger banks in the area here. And it was consistent when I would hear from a business owner that they were having trouble with PPP. Every single time, it was because they were with a big bank, one of the major names that you all know out there. And so we would encourage them to contact one of the local community banks and get this kind of service that they deserved and be able to get their applications approved. Unfortunately, some instances, they ran out of time and the funds ran out and we weren't able to help everybody. But a large majority of people in the area were able to set up their PPP program through one of the community banks here. You know, we have some great partners, Park Bank, Community One Bank, Bank of Sun Prairie, Monona Bank, the list goes on of those community banks that did great work during the pandemic. And it really emphasizes the importance of building a relationship with your banker, getting to know who they are, just checking in every once in a while. And that's where you're going to get that quality customer service, is by having that relationship with them.
It's such an incredible time that we've all gone through. And I know you guys are pointing out some great things about banks. We have more to touch on here in a little bit. But wrapping up the idea of the PPP loans and the whole process we've all gone through, Derek, how many businesses do you think were potentially assisted, saved, given a lifeline during this time across the country? Is it countless? Can you put a number on it?
You know, I unfortunately can't put a number on it, a direct number on it. But I would say that it's hard to say. I would say maybe half of local small businesses probably did not get the help that they needed. And going back to what Colin said about the relationship, when you look at some of these bigger banks, they weren't even taking on applications unless you had a bank account established already. And so when you think about how that really impacted a lot of our BIPOC businesses, there is a stat that I have on that. And I think it was less than, out of all the PPP loans that were given out, I think less than, or earlier on, I think it was less than 5%. That went of that money that went to small BIPOC businesses, and that's really abysmal.
Well, we know that the local banks and credit unions really came through. We'll talk more about government interaction. We'll talk about collaboration here on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local here with Amoeba and Dane by Local.